This week, thousands of Nicaraguans living in the U.S. got some bad news. They found out their temporary protected status, or TPS, will run out in a little over a year. The TPS program allows people from several countries to remain in the U.S. when those countries get shaken by things like armed conflict or natural disasters. But the Trump administration has begun to shut down parts of TPS. Now, the largest group under TPS, Salvadorans, worry they could be next. People like Carla Alvarado. She's a 29-year-old home health care nurse in Pennsylvania and a TPS recipient. Alvarado says that if she were to be deported back to El Salvador, she'd miss many of her patients, and they'd miss her too, including one little girl who Alvarado says changed her life.
She was 2 months old with a tracheostomy and an NG tube, a nasogastric tube. For feeding, she had a lot of issues. So she's now three. She's doing a little bit better, but I certainly would miss her in the sense that I still work with her one-to-one. So I definitely would miss seeing her, you know, strive and do better. I think she would definitely miss me. It seems like she likes me a lot. I've known her for so long now, you know, and I have my elderly clients who have no family. So I do take a little extra step in stopping in a little bit more often. My clients, you know, she just celebrated her 92 birthday. She has absolutely no family besides our caregivers. So, you know, stop by and bring her flowers and balloons and things like that. I really do take pride in my work.
Sounds like some solid connections there. So, Carla, you came to the U.S. when you were 9. What did you know about your legal status?
I was really small at the time, but I know we crossed the border. So from the beginning, you're sneaking in, so it can't be good. And then in 2001, we were able to get TPS, which changed everything for us. You know, able to go to school, able to go to college and work legally. So, you know, I established myself now in my nursing degree, and it's a little scary to see if, you know, where we stand with that at the moment. And, you know, I am American. I don't know anything but the American culture.
So when did it really hit home for you how temporary protected status is?
I'm going to be very honest with that answer, and I'm going to say when Trump was elected. About a year ago now, when I woke up to the news that he was elected, I definitely felt unsafe. What's going to happen with us immigrants here, especially with the immigrants that are, you know, here working legally and trying to be good members of society.
You're married to a U.S. citizen. Shouldn't that shelter you from any immigration problems?
Well, we're starting the process. I just got married in September. So we're going to CARESEN, which is, you know, just a nonprofit organization in D.C. for people that have TPS from Central America.
Mm-hmm.
So that takes about a year and a half.
Right. And what's the timeline? Is a year and a half going to be enough?
I don't know. What scares me is that if after March, you know, if Trump doesn't allow us to renew it, I won't be able to work and I'm going to lose my position at work. I'm a nursing supervisor. I've been here for 3 years. And then, you know, I obviously don't want to leave my office. And I'm a little bit afraid too. I have a mortgage to pay. So, you know, I'm just a little bit scared that I won't be able to work while I'm doing this process after March. So,
yeah, and I suspect as a home healthcare nurse, a lot of people depend on you.
Yeah, I have a caseload of 60 clients right now. Definitely a strain on our relationship and our livelihood.
I want to ask you too, Carla, we're using your full name. How risky is it for you to even be talking to us?
You know, I'm not afraid. I really think we need to bring more attention to this. There's a lot of good people out here who are working hard, who are contributing. My brother as well, he was 4 when he came to the U.S. He's working hard. He works full time. He has 2 jobs. So we're working. We are contributing to society. We're paying our taxes. We're doing everything by the law. I mean, if you look, I have a clean record. So does my brother. We never break the law because for us, it's scary since you know that you're not a citizen. You don't have the same privileges. So all we want to do is just get a piece of the dream. It's just the American dream. We want to have our white picket fence in our homes and continue with the families. So I'm not afraid to use my name. I also want to encourage other people that are here with TPS to study and go to school and better themselves. You know, I'm the first one in my family to go to college. So it seemed like it started a snowball. My brother went after me and I have 2 younger siblings also wanting to go to college. So we're going to make it happen.
That's great to hear. 29-year-old Carla Alvarado is a home health care nurse in Pennsylvania. She was born in El Salvador and has TPS, temporary protected status. I also want to thank Susan Farris of the Center for Public Integrity for helping us get in touch with Carla. You can read Susan's full story on the uncertainty facing immigrants when they lose their temporary protected status over at PRI.org. Carla, thanks so much for your time.
No, thank you so much.